Hey, check it out. You're smoking with your boy Joe Thunder. This podcast brought to you by Be Good Dispensary, our official sponsor. Bringing the latest and greatest in hip hop and the arts and cannabis culture with co-host Elvis Freshly and DJ Sin. Hey, what's going on? It's your boy Joe Thunder back once again with another back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back-away with my homie Elvis Freshly.
Yo, what it do, player?
What up? We've already smoked at least, how many eighth woods?
About three, four of them.
Right, about
five.
Three.
Damn, it is five.
We're about to be five in a second.
It's fifth wood, about to be
a lot.
About to be too many.
Shout out Be Good Dispensary right
there.
Shout out Be Good.
On 11 West Hampden Boulevard. DJ Sin.
Sin got to work on her pam.
Yeah, she does. Check it out, man. Like I said, we're hitting you back to back. Another episode, another heat. On this one, man, we got like a young prodigy in the making, man. Like, you know what I mean? Just following the ways.
Young killer for real.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even know where to start, man. I mean, he's a MC. He's a producer. He's an engineer. He's a fucking
singer,
eighth wood graduate.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Sure. Eighth wood graduate.
Making moves. Rolling the, proper backwards.
Early, man. Woodmaster.
Eighth
wood. Young Namek, a.k.a. Namek in the building.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
What's going on with you, brother?
Man, just been working.
You high?
Yeah, I'm high as hell. I ain't going to cap with you.
Yeah, we smoking.
We smoke good over here. We got those exotics today. We got the cookies and cream.
This one right here, I'm ready to smoke.
Grape OZ. Yeah. What else we got, Elvis?
We got the white super skunk out right now.
Yep, right here.
Yep. We got some fire.
We ain't even stopping.
Right here, white super skunk.
Yeah, white super skunk. That shit's fire.
Yeah, he got an eighth wood in his hand right here. He's been rolling them all night.
It's going down.
But, hey, man, this is your first time here. Let them know who you are, how you made your way to Denver, because you're not from here, but you made your way. You're kind of born here, right?
Yeah, I was born here, but I left when I was young and shit, and I went to Kansas City, Missouri. That's where I've been at since I was young, about maybe like
little Saudi.
Yeah, little nigga, man. So I just came back when I was 18.
And, hell, yeah.
I got a one-year-old. Well, she's two now, damn. So I got a two-year-old. So I met FL about last year.
Right.
And I started out with the producing, and I was just selling beats in the studio.
Well, we know
and shit.
You're in good hands if you're working
with FL. For sure. I've been engineering and stuff and been producing and stuff.
You just need to find FL tuning, though, right?
Hey, look.
Yeah, but you must have been fresh if you're definitely under the wing.
I already know. The other night, you were in there from 12 to 12.
Man, working.
Putting in that work, right?
Yeah, I was working. I've been working with a lot of artists. I've been working with Grit, FBP Mo. I did a lot of different.
Yeah, there's a lot of people
on getting in the mix. I mean, you're rolling, with the top dog over here too, bro. And you're just, you know what I mean? You're fucking on your way to fucking. Like
he's barely starting to shine.
Him at your age, he'll be like Dr. Dre shit. Like even beyond Dr. He'll be Dr. Dre, Scott Storch, and Timberland
all
together.
Gotta stay focused, man.
It's like we were talking about K Slate when he's talking about the little homie and just fucking making sure he gets right and he gets his way.
Star Wars. Yeah, Desi Dez. He turned into DJ K Slate. Star Wars shit as well.
Real talk, but I met FL last year and I started selling beats in the studio. Mm-hmm. Then we had a nice little building. Some shit went down, you feel me? We got another Shenan dig, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And I already was kind of like teaching myself how to engineer. Everybody's telling me like kind of like you gotta learn that shit a little bit, you feel me? Because everybody was busy. So I was in that motherfucker like trying to learn everything, trying to figure it out.
Yeah,
trying to
say not to rely on somebody else.
I used to sit in FL session for real, really sit there watch everything he was doing.
Yeah.
Kind of like because I knew how to like use the program.
Right.
I just didn't really know everything, so I had to really like sit down and watch and learn. And doing that. Bro was telling me, like, bro, you got to start engineering. I feel like you should do it. I was asking him, like, you think I should do it? He's like,
that's the key.
So then one
is
day.
Is that how it went since FL is in the building?
Yeah, most definitely. It did.
And it's crazy.
He sat with me and, like, really, like, was, like, in every single session I was doing. And I do a lot of sessions. I'll be in the studio.
A lot.
You know, 10 hours almost every day doing something somewhere. I work in a variety of studios, including my own. So he come around and he said he would sell beats. I have a good platform for artists to come in, and you know, it's really for the artists. It's and all for the artists, you know. Too, yeah.
And real quick, for him to be coming and selling beats to your clientele, it's fucking says something. Because I mean, you're young, as, you know what I mean?
Quality,
like
quality beats,
stunting on them. Like I said, I heard this shit hard
to get
in,
get close to. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's kind of hard to get close to. Heat. So not too many people are able to, and I'm a stickler for talent. You know what I mean?
Right, right. You ain't fucking with anyone.
Yeah, no, I can't just fool with anybody. So I'm very particular, extremely. Particular, and you know, he was consistent. He's been consistent.
That's dope.
And so he like he said, he had already been engineering this stuff. So he had been sitting there and watching me for months, literally. If he wasn't selling the beat to a client that we had in the studio, he would be sitting there literally watching every single move I'm doing. You know, behind the board. And so naturally, you know, I just asked him, like, you know, you wanna start engineering? Like, I know you was doing it before. I can show you, you know, kind of how to fine-tune your skills. You've already been watching and see what I'm doing, so you kind of got a grasp of, like, how I work, how it operates. And so it was kind of an easy transition for him to jump back into it with some of the skill sets I gave him. And, now he's became a pretty prolific
forced to be reckoned with.
He really knows what he's doing behind the board. He's working. One of his main clients has over a million streams on YouTube and Spotify.
Who's that?
And all that stuff.
Mo,
Shout out FBP Mo, man.
Yeah.
And not only has he engineered the records, he's produced some, he's rapped on a few of them.
Me and Mo got some crazy shit coming, man.
Y'all gotta check that shit out right there, Young Namek and Mo.
We got some crazy shit in the works. It's already done. We just gotta shoot a video.
Hell yeah.
Let's go.
Hey, you were talking about, so you made beats first, or did you start rapping first?
I was rapping since a little kid, like for real.
Like how old?
Real young, probably about like maybe like 6, 7, 5. Really been music been around me for real. My dad was in one of like a big music group out here called Mellowed Out.
Okay.
So,
okay.
My dad was Dynamic.
So damn, that's crazy. Yeah,
that's I'm a little Dynamic for real. So,
mellowed out, yeah. I remember that.
So rest in peace, my dad, though.
Oh, but damn.
Rest in peace.
But so music always been around me for real.
Gotcha.
So I was rapping as a little dude. I used to do shows and shit like a little nigga. I don't even remember where I was doing shows at.
Probably the Snake Pit. Yeah. You probably right there in the midst.
Hey, I hella did it. I did a show. I don't even remember where the fuck I was at. But yeah, I've been rapping, and then my uncle was a producer, and he had Fruity Loops, and he showed me how to use Fruity Loops and shit, and so
it's a rap.
I started there, and then
this is in Kansas,
right? No, this was out here when I was out here. I started producing and shit, and so like we lost a laptop whenever we was moving out there, so I never got to producing, and then. My mom, she got a job at the Boys and Girls Club, and they had a studio in the Boys and Girls Club, and it was like a program, and I'm like, and they'd teach everybody like how to like engineer, rap, and everything.
That's tight.
To Atlanta, it's crazy. I did a lot of stuff in there, so it was kind of like me getting back into producing again and really learning everything else again. So I learned how to use GarageBand, and then they was teaching us how to engineer on Pro Tools a little bit, so I kind of knew. Yeah, so I was kind of. Been doing a lot of music since music always been around. So
when did you kind of know that you start producing that heat as far as beats?
See, whenever I was out there, it's an artist out there. His name's Young Cat. Shout out Young Cat. Uh-huh. He was one of the first like big artists out there that really reached out to me and like really had me like, hey, little bro, I need you here, bro. I need you to do this. I need you to do this. Need beats, I need this.
How'd you meet up with him?
Actually, he made like I added him on Facebook, like, cause I knew who he was and shit.
Right.
My cousin was showing me his music and shit, and I added him, bro. Added me back and shit. And he had made a post about he needed an engineer and a producer or something. So I hit him up, and he hit me back. He like called me, little bro. He called me, and then ever since then he really tapped in with me. So I've been locked in with him. He's actually out here right now. So probably finna link with him soon.
That's dope, man. That's dope. So then you started fucking just making beats and like.
That's when I knew like, all right, if this dude right here really, he gonna put some money in my pocket for some beats. All right, I can make money off of this. I could really do this. Cause at first I was just giving beats away and shit.
Right.
Really just trying to get out there.
Trying to get my name out there.
Do you remember how much you sold your first beat for?
It's crazy. I sold my first beat for $50.
Hey,
hell yeah.
He's a big artist too in Kansas City. His name is Brandocious.
Okay.
And, I met him at this music podcast. Well, it wasn't a podcast. It was a showcase, like a little festival, like that. And they would bring a lot of artists out and producers and stuff, and everybody gets to meet with them and talk.
Got you,
to
like a little conference.
Yeah, it was a conference. That's exactly
conference.
What it was. Yeah, the radio station like brought artists out. And, like,
gotcha.
If you pay for the VIP, you was right there.
So you meet everybody.
Right, I got the VIP.
Who was the youngest dude in there? Who were some of your influences back then?
Let me see. Back then, I was messing with Metro Boomin heavy. Like, as far as producing wise, I was Metro Boomin.
Metro Boomin.
Southside. It was like a lot of, I was just looking, really, whatever sound I heard, I could remake it, basically. Like, I could do that easily. You see what I'm saying? I always try to just remake some, you feel me?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, make your own little style.
Like, see what's hot about it.
Yeah, like, what I could come up with.
Try to figure out what made that shit tight.
Just keep going, yeah. So now I'm doing all of that, starting all of that, doing different types of beats. So I can make almost any genre of beat.
Versatile.
So was that little conference, was that how you really started meeting people and shit out there? And
I met A1 Bentley and I met Jay White. He's Cardi B's producer. They actually tapped in with me. I got their numbers and stuff. Like, they cool. That was like one of the things where I'm like, all right. So they kind of like give you some game on like what to do as a producer, like set yourself up and stuff. And there was another guy, he's a producer too. He produced for Empire, the show. His name is Joe Black. His name is Joe Black. And he was another dude that like really reached out to me, like had me come to the studio from the podcast stuff. That podcast, like I used to go every year and I was the youngest dude there. So they remember me because I was 14.
And killing it, right?
Yeah, wow. I was 14, so they're like, oh, shit. I was famous. Everybody was coming up to me. So, what's up? I need to hear some beats. I have my headphones. Everybody's hearing the beat.
Oh, trying to hear beats and shit.
Everybody was coming up to me like, I need to hear a beat.
Damn.
I was with my mom and shit. My mom made sure that. My mom, like, thought all like, everything up for me, for real. So, yeah.
And then
shout out moms.
Hell, yeah. You got to shout out moms, man. Yeah. Did she push you or what?
Yeah, my mom hella pushed me. Like, she used to really be on my ass about this shit for real. Cause
if you gonna do it, you gotta do it, right?
Yeah, she knew I loved this shit. So, like, she made sure I got my own studio, everything. Like, I set up my, I went from the studio at the Boys and Girls Club to my own studio in my room and stuff. And everybody that's from the Boys and Girls Club started coming recording with me and stuff. And now them is still my boys to this day.
Hell yeah, so, that's tight as fuck.
That's so, really tight. Yeah.
Gotta remember where you fucking came from, right? And fucking help motherfuckers out.
Yeah. Oh shit. Smack the
blood. Hey,
let me see that. I'll hold it for you. Let me see that real quick.
I like that one.
Hey, who are some of the cats you produced for in the city?
I produce for Sharpshooter Tone. He's like.
Oh yeah.
That's
been goes hard.
Yeah.
You showed me that last time.
Yep. EBP Mo, of course. I produce for A Stack. Let me see. It's a lot of people.
Who's that little young cat that was with FPP Mo?
Phil.
Phil.
Yeah, I've engineered a lot of one of his songs that's coming out. That's just gonna be crazy.
They're dope. Those some dope cats for sure.
I've produced for Tana Timbirds.
He's one of the biggest artists in the city right now.
Yeah,
who's that?
Bird Gang.
Tana Timbers from Bird Gang.
They go hard, bro.
RJ, produced for him. It's a lot of names.
For a lot of the artists.
We're working on the Be Good jingle right now.
Yeah. Hey, for real, I do got some of that. Hey, you know what I'm saying? I got some for that.
Is there any producers out there that you've collabed with on some beats?
Rye Bread. He's a cool producer, bro. Actually, like, helped me really, like, get my way on Fruity Loops for real. It was him and another producer named Deezy. He's another cool producer out here. But, like, Rye Bread really was teaching me, like, all right, bro, you got to, like, how to use Fruity Loops. So I was on Logic, and I Fruity Loops, I just liked the sound on it. Like, it just it just was better. So
right.
I went from, I'm like, bro, I need to learn how to use Fruity Loops again, because I stopped using Fruity Loops and using all the other programs for the longest. So I'm like, I don't even remember how to use it. They changed so much on
right.
So
what other programs do you know?
Ableton, Logic.
Too bad the spot wasn't around no more.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, shout out to
the
spot. I worked there for
you. Are like the real deal.
That's tight.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, but right, bro.
That's what kids needed, though. That's what. That's what's needed right now. Places like the spot, shit they got rid of. You know what I mean? Like,
I wish I was able to tap into the spot, man. The spot, like when I learned about the spot, it was already like
kind of going.
Yeah, it was phasing out.
Phasing out. Yeah, and I was there during that process. It just sucked. That was, I grew up there. You know what I mean? I was a b-boy. Breakdancing and shit.
Yeah.
But that shit was dope. But the homies used to get down in the music studios back in the day. And there was the guys who were running the music studio were really dope. Shout out Chris Gill, Cherry Sound, Justin Kephart, super dope cats. Ace Duran, do you know?
Yeah, I do know Ace. I know who Ace and Chris are.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Super dope cats, man. They really held down a lot of the young cats there for sure, and showed a lot of love to kids who wouldn't have otherwise had an opportunity to make music like that, or even get their hands on any equipment. They were running Reason and Cubase.
Huh?
I remember they were running that shit. And it was dope, man, seeing youngsters go in there and make some dope shit, man. Shout out the spot.
Shout out the spot, man.
Oh, yeah. Hey, what kind of advice you got for all the youngsters out there trying to, you know what I mean, do their thing?
I say, like, if you got your mindset on something, just keep doing that. Like, Don't
let no one tell you shit.
Yeah, because you could do it, for real. Or if you're doing something, take it serious. Don't just do it halfway. Do it all the way.
Don't cut no corners.
Don't cut no corners. No corners.
That's it.
For sure.
Is there anybody you would like to work with in the city? Anybody you haven't worked with already? You guys already been tapping in with everybody.
I don't know.
Who's killing it that you haven't really worked with?
Joe Thunder, Fat Jesus.
Damn, Fat Jesus.
You know my rap name is Fat Jesus. I used to have long hair, bro.
He turns water to gravy, bro.
Yeah, water to gravy, baby.
You sound crazy, though. You know what I'm saying?
I was going to release another album, like a last album, and the album title was Fat Jordan.
Fat Jordan.
Oh, wow.
Fat Jordan.
See the Fat Jordan?
Look, you got the Fat Jordan. See, look, you got a feature on it, though. You see what I'm saying?
He got one from me a long time ago, about, like, what, 6 months ago. I seen him at, like,
I don't remember where it was at.
It was downtown, like by the Capitol, that little art thing. It was all the way upstairs. You know what I'm talking about? By the Civic Center.
Oh, you're talking about McNichols Event Center.
Kind of.
It's
on Civic Center Park.
Yeah. It is right in the end of it.
Yep, at the end. That's called McNichols Event Center.
I don't even remember what I was doing over there, but I remember you had the shirts. I thought it was tight, so I grabbed one.
Appreciate you. No doubt. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get it everywhere.
What was that, the art show?
You know,
and they had that art show in there?
Yep. That's what they did. Is there anyone you'd like to work, like, nationally? Like, if there were, like, three people that you could work, get some beats to right now, and they're going to record that shit tonight.
That's a good question.
Oh. Let me see. I feel like Lil Durk, he go crazy. I'll make some hard shit from Durk.
You hear that, Durk? How about your boy?
Let me see. Young boy, he's hard. I got some young boy shit that he'll probably
that go off.
Yeah. Let me see. Ain't really. I'll just be thinking like off whoever, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But let me see.
Just do a Drake like to blow up.
Drake too.
Just so you can blow up.
Different people, different creatives.
Everybody wants Drake. Everybody wants Drake.
Yeah, Drake.
Drizzy.
What were you saying, Sin?
I'm saying you just like to work with like
whoever,
just creatives, whoever, just in general. I think that's really cool. That's why they say you're, or F1 was saying, FL was saying you were.
How is here?
She be smoking that. Be good. Bam.
We
smoking the exotics today. We really high.
Yo, if you guys want to know how high you get, rewind this shit like 30 seconds.
Man, for sure.
It's like,
you were saying, Damn, I'm hella fucking
FL was saying that you're so creative. It's dope to have you on the team and shit. Something like that.
Versatile.
Open to working
I was
with
rapping and stopped rapping and started doing producing and engineering.
You still rapping though, right?
Yeah, still rapping. Now
you're doing more like something else though.
Let me tell you though.
Yeah.
FL told me like, nigga, you gotta start rapping again. After you heard some of my shit, cause I still be engineering. I got a few songs. I got some shit put up. So
you got some shit for y'all.
I just want to drop videos. That's really like if I'm gonna take the rap series, I feel like I gotta drop music videos.
Any of your music online now that we can check out?
No, I'm dropping with a video.
One coming in is crazy.
Yeah, you gave me a sneak preview.
You got it. As soon as I shoot the video,
that's hot fire.
It's hard. It's about to go down for sure.
For sure. Then
tap in with your DJs.
I got a video I'm supposed to be doing like next week. I did a hook for somebody and he already wanted to shoot the video, so shit, I'm
get it.
This is gonna be my first
super
video.
Dope artist, just hella humble, and he's just good at other things, you know.
Beast over here, man.
It's coming soon. We're looking for it.
For sure.
He's gonna hit you upside the head with that shit, you know what I'm saying?
All right, so be on the lookout.
Yeah, you gotta hear it first, for real.
I might just have to drop the exclusive with DJ Sin.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
Let's do that.
I'm gonna send it to you.
Yes, please do.
Yeah, that'll be sick.
It's a real summer vibe, too.
Yeah, there you go. First real summer vibe.
Smoke some weed,
you know what I'm saying? Jeez. Hey, you remember the first time you smoked weed or what? You end up at the pigeon coop or what?
First time that I really could speak on, you know.
Damn, that was perfect.
I dropped the blunt too.
Nah, first time ever. First time ever.
Yeah,
you can speak on all that shit.
You passed out.
I can't even put that out there yet.
He's like, I was three.
I was a little nigga for real. Like I was young, so
yeah.
If that come out now, then
yeah, you gotta wait like 10 more years.
I'm gonna wait like 2 more years.
Two more.
The first time that I really could speak on, I was with my cousins, and we went to the field house. That was when we went. I just got to Missouri out there, so it was my step cousins, and it's a thing called a field house. It's like where you can go play basketball and everything, and it's like a big ass soccer field in there.
Right.
So on the way there, they rode up and they were smoking and shit, and I was with my little brothers and my other cousin, and they were in the front. They just smoking and they just passed the blunt. Then they just pass it to me. I'm like, oh shit. I just hit that shit. I had smoked before, but it was a long time. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, shit, I'm about to smoke.
Let me see this shit.
So I hit it. Then I was just coughing. I was hot as a motherfucker. I was like, and then I just remember like going in there and they just like, I was tripping. They was like, I was running this shit, doing some funny ass crazy shit. And I'm like, damn. I was tripping. I was a little.
Yeah, since played soccer or some shit.
Yeah, man.
I went to soccer practice.
Yeah, the soccer practice.
I was so
but it was
high,
cool.
I loved my first time.
Yeah,
I remember that first time. I was spinning like on the bleacher laying down. I was high as hell. Like, damn,
too high.
Was it chronic or was it Reggie?
It was some gas though. No, we got some Reggie.
I'm thinking you're yeah. You're young, so you don't know about no Reggie.
Nah, we were smoking some pressure though. I know about Reggie. We don't smoke Reggie. That's
who got the best weed though.
The best weeds. Our pack's got one of the best.
Out of all the states that you've been in.
Out of all the states, I haven't really been in too many states. Yes. I've been to
Colorado.
Colorado got that shit. I ain't gonna lie. Colorado got that shit. Yeah. I feel like Colorado got the so far.
Premier
I ain't
weed.
Been to Cali yet, so I don't know.
Right.
I ain't been to Cali.
You have to go to Cali, bro.
I have smoked some Cali, but I'm saying I ain't been to Cali.
So Are you planning to go?
Yeah, I plan to go to Cali like real soon.
We going in 3 weeks. You ready?
I'm all. Let's go, bro.
I'm with it. Let's go. Yeah, I always wanted to go to Cali. So
that'd be a six squad to go to.
Yeah, go to Cali.
Let's go. I got some partners in Cali.
We got the plugs out there. Yeah,
I know you do.
We're in.
We could do some cool shit.
Always been tight. For real.
Let's
go to Cali. Let's go to Florida,
right now,
too.
Denver got the best weed. Colorado got the best weed.
Yeah.
We got Kansas City. They got some.
Yeah, they got Denver weed.
Some gas
they got some Denver weed. Their best weed is from Denver.
Probably that's exactly what it is. You see what I'm saying?
I had some pretty good weed from Kansas City, Kansas City.
Kansas City, Kansas?
Yeah, Kansas City, Kansas, yeah. It wasn't too bad.
Missouri.
Oh, no.
On the other side,
Misery,
I make
bro.
It over there.
Missouri, where the
Misery,
Chiefs at.
Bro.
Where the Chiefs at, man.
Hey, the other night when we were chilling, we were talking about like blunts and shit, and you're like, I smoke any kind of blunt. I don't give a fuck.
I smoke whatever for real. I just like to smoke.
Right.
I like
exactly.
to be high for real. So,
so
like,
what are your, what is your favorite if you have to go
backwoods,
to?
Backwoods, man.
Backwoods to go to?
I love woods. I love woods.
I know you are a graduate of the 8th Wood School.
I don't know where we at. Where I come from, we smoke woods like crazy. It's crazy that out here the woods are $10 down there.
Right.
Bro. Out there is $5. You can get it.
Yeah, I was just in Wyoming, bro. I was just in Wyoming.
Bought, yeah, 100 packs.
So you know what was funny, though, because I'm so used to buying them here. I went out to Wyoming, and they were like $4.99. I was like,
What's
wrong with them? And she was like, what do you mean what's wrong with them?
So what's wrong with them?
I was like, is it like a cheap as messed up? Is they dry or something? And she's like, that's what they always are. I was like, give me the bucks.
Man, that's crazy.
And the box behind it.
You bought a box
out
there.
Yeah, I bought
the
box behind it, too,
$50
when I left.
Box.
I grabbed a couple boxes.
Exactly.
$50 on the box.
$4.99.
I bet you smoked a gang of motherfucking blunts when that box of backwoods, huh?
Oh, yeah, it went down.
Because, you know, when you have, like, cigars like that, you're just smoking.
Yep, it went down.
He had them rare-ass woods. I was looking for it for so long, like... I was looking for them rare woods for so long.
Yeah, I've come up on some good ones.
Yeah. We came and we were smoking them here.
Nah, the grape
that
time.
They was not even that good, though.
Nah. No, Cap, that the grape sucks.
Yeah, all right.
The vanilla's fire. The vanilla's fire.
It was the one that came in the box
great.
That you had.
Oh, yeah. No, you're talking about the
one-on-ones.
Super exclusive joints.
Yeah, you had them over. You rode them.
They were just. It wasn't really that.
It burned for a long time.
Yeah, they were thick. They were thick.
What's the best wood you ever had?
The best wood? My favorite still, honestly, I think is the Sweet Aromatics.
That's my favorite too.
I like the Sweet Aromatics. I like the honey berry if the weed's not good.
Just a little bit of something.
Yeah, I'm like a little something because, you know, but the Sweet Aromatic you get. Yeah, Russian cream's good.
Russian cream, black Russian.
But honestly, the Sweet Aromatic, you give
sweet
the most
too, yeah.
flavor
out of the weed.
Yeah, you can taste
the originals are like almost a little too.
They're too harsh.
Tobacco-y.
They're too harsh for me. They're too strong.
Yeah, it's like you're smoking a cigarette.
Sweet Aromatic's the one. You got some good weed in it. Taste all of it.
Make you fucking.
Yeah, you get hot, man, bro. I honestly don't even get high anymore. Unless I'm smoking
the
backwoods.
For real?
Unless I'm smoking the backwoods.
I have to smoke like two blunts to get high. Like,
yeah.
It depends. We be smoking some gas. So like, we
nah,
backwoods
had
to
get
cool
you
for
high,
a minute.
Bro.
Yeah, all right. For
smoke. Cool, like every 15.
Yeah, we
would have
been okay if we just smoked one or two, but we done smoked. We smoked.
You just roll it a little loose so it hits a little better.
Y'all smoke crazy.
Eight blunts.
We smoke cool. Y'all smoke crazy.
Yeah, we're here at
sometimes
the.
Sometimes we smoke crazy though.
No, we do be smoke crazy though. Like,
yeah.
Like y'all be like, damn, why y'all tripping? We'll blow 2 ounces in like a
real
like
quick
a day.
Real quick.
Like, damn, what the fuck?
Yeah, we was in Atlanta, man, and we was rolling up big ass woods.
Oh my.
A lot of people was with there was like, hey, why are you rolling this big of a blunt?
I know people are used to that shit.
Big of a blunt for?
People are used to that shit in other places.
We have the excess here, bro.
It was funny. I smoked with some people when I was in Wyoming and I rolled an 8th wood. And they were like, oh my God, this is like smoking an actual cigar. Like, this is amazing. And they were like, dang, this is cool. Is this for a special occasion?
Like, no.
I was like, this is for this smoking session.
See, look, you remember, I met you though when I met you.
Because it's
I rolled
four.
A regular size wood, and you're like, what you doing, bro? I'm like,
what the fuck? What?
He like, he got
you're supposed
bar,
to put
the
whole
shit.
Shit.
I'm like, oh shit, I bet I did it.
You're supposed
that.
To put
and
the whole
thing. He had the can of guard too. That was crazy. He came crazy that day.
I tell you what, dog. The other night, like literally like 2 nights ago, I got home. It was like 2 a.m. and I sat there and I literally got a whole ace and broke that motherfucker rolling wood and smoked that shit. And went to bed, and the next morning I was like, "Why the fuck did I do that? I was already high."
You taste the wood, it's real.
I was gone,
tasting
that
the
be good.
Man, I think about how much I used to conserve weed back in the day.
Right.
And make sure I wasn't wasting nothing.
Right.
I was rolling little pinner ass blunts. Everything was a cigarillo.
Swishers.
That was it. Because man. But now I'm like, psh, Throw that up. Get this stupid ass weed out of my face. Pop that new eighth open.
Grow this.
This shit out of. I swear I'll be leaving a little bit, you know, after I roll the blunt, I leave a little bit on the tray and it sits on the side. And then later, I'm like, I'm going to roll that later with the next blunt. And then I come back and I'm all, that shit out of my face. Throw that pathetic shit ass dry weed.
You have expired.
And it's like fire still. Everybody else looking at me all stupid. I'm like, my bad. I'm gonna start saving it on the side for people and shit. Like, oh,
you gotta roll some here. You
know, yeah, people get all mad at me. I'm like, bro.
Little charity fucking.
I have a friend who grows and he's like, he always says, now step on more weed than you smoke. Like, he's a snob, you know what I mean?
Damn.
Fuck
damn.
You.
I want to get like that. I wish.
They got big old grows and shit. You know, that's nothing to them.
Nothing, right?
Damn.
Weed
is no problem.
I remember being like, with swag, I remember having fucking swag weed, like, oh, let me pick every little bit off the stem. Yeah. Fluff it out.
Yeah. Throw some oranges in there and some lettuce.
Try to get a little hit. Fuck.
Some oranges and lettuce, fool.
I remember I used to try to, like, spread it all out on the table, like, as far as I could, get all the seeds out. That was, like, the most effective way. If you spread all the weed out on the table, you can see all the seeds, take them out real quick. Oh, God.
That's how you clean beans, too.
Yeah.
That's why I was so good at that shit.
Facts. Big facts.
Hey, a lot of people don't know. I'm black, Mexican, and Puerto Rican, so I grew up. Like, my grandma is Hispanic, you know what I'm saying? So I clean beans many times, and that's exactly what you do.
Spread that shit out.
Get the dirt up.
Get
off
those rocks out.
Wash them things up. Yeah. I'm hip.
That's it. Yeah.
Hey, you got any hobbies kind of outside, like music?
Say that again.
Like hobbies, like, you know what I mean?
Hobbies outside of music.
Like bitches. It's like fucking riding the low lows, you know what I mean?
I love guns. I ain't gonna lie. I do love guns.
Like going to a shooting range?
Like collecting
guns. I like collecting guns. I like guns.
And then going to a shooting range?
Yeah. I do want to go to the shooting range a lot. I like guns. I just like guns.
There's no one had a. Yeah.
I know a lot about guns. I know, you know what I'm saying? I love guns.
Safety first. You know what I'm saying?
Then teamwork.
Most important.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Safety first, then teamwork.
Yeah.
Remember that.
But it's a cool hobby. Some people collect stamps. I like guns.
Right. I like to put attachments on it. You know what I'm saying?
Trying to get them all crazy. Yeah.
What else do you do? You go out and you hit the mountains ever? You go do like outdoor shit? Like, you ever?
Outside of. For real, I ain't gonna lie.
Music.
If you got free time, that's where
all
it's going.
All day, every day.
I need more friends that do stuff like that, because we're just being in the studio.
Studio.
Saying, like, you guys go trip some acid in the mountains. Some mushrooms, like, out far or something.
You feel me? I don't need to be worried.
In the woods.
I never done no shrooms.
Shout out. I'm just, shout out mushrooms.
Mushrooms, but not in the mountains.
Oh, yeah, you got to do it.
I tried in the mountains.
You got to try it. You know what? You should try even just microdosing.
No, I fuck with shrooms.
Oh, yeah.
I fuck with that
shit. Okay, yeah. Just fuck with it a little bit, you know, and then boom.
I even fuck with acid. Like,
and then take
psychedelics.
Like
I like those. I like them. You know?
I feel you. I'm about the mushroom life. Yeah. Especially microdosing. I think it's going to help a lot of people, so.
Hell, yeah. Just got you looking. Make you look at things a different way, you know?
Yeah.
Make you think a little bit more. Be a little bit more thoughtful about what you do.
Yeah.
Makes more connections in the brain.
Facts.
Yeah, for sure. Bro. Big facts. Shout out Paul Stamets.
Yeah.
Research that
shit. There's a reason why it's decriminalized.
Mushrooms.
So it's on its way.
Yeah, it's really helping people.
There's a reason why it was criminalized in the first place.
Yeah.
Same man. Thing.
Shout out the government.
Man. Mm-hmm. You're going deep on it now.
Shout out to the government.
Shout out everybody. Doing shout positive
shout
shit.
Out everybody.
Yeah. Everyone drinking water. Everyone drinking water. Shout out.
Shout out to water.
Shout out water. Yeah, hey, drink water.
Everyone that caught a tag today, shout out. You know what I mean?
Hey,
everyone that split on their back today, shout out.
Shout out to you for listening.
Yeah, all y'all that
for real.
Shout out to y'all.
Shout out you for listening.
We bring you that dope.
Thank you.
Know what I mean?
We appreciate
that
you.
That young Namek in the motherfucking
fuck
girl.
Namek in the motherfucking house.
Man, first of all, how they get a hold of you? Because you know what I mean?
Yeah, what's your Instagram?
My Instagram is Young Namek.
Young Namek.
How do you spell
Young Namic, and then you see me on the top.
And how hard is it? They can hit you up, get beats from you? You got like a long waiting list?
Nah, just hit me. I mean, You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people that.
What are you sitting on right now? You're sitting on like a 20 stack? You sitting on a 50 stack? You sitting.
Well, on beats?
Yeah.
I just got beats. Just know that.
Hit your boy up because he got them.
I got a lot of beats.
You mind if I ask where you start at? What's your minimum? Don't even matter. Just holler at you, bro. Right? I wanted to ask you about that too, dog. Like, do you make beats? Like, do you make beats like right away? Do you make like two or three beats?
Or whatever,
do you
just, right?
There. But I mean, how do you go? Is it just how you're feeling at the moment, or what?
I just, if I'm right there, I feel like cooking. I get my laptop and look through some sounds and shit. How I'm feeling right there, and then go off that right there. Just put it together. I can make a beat.
Do you make like kind of like a skeleton, or you kind of make like just kind of finish the whole thing,
I
or
just make the whole beat? Like first, I'll do a whole layout first of the whole, like how I'm gonna have the whole beat, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I just go like I put it like this. But I don't know how they. Speak.
No, I know you
like this. Yeah.
Like, I know what you're saying.
Wow. Yeah, watch the video.
Yeah, you gotta watch the video for that part.
Yo, do you ever hear like some shit like some sounds out like, and then you're like, oh, I'm about to sample that shit.
I'll hear like a song or something, or like something that I feel like, oh yeah, I gotta sample this, and I can do it too.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
I, that's what I actually did too, and I actually that Sharpshooter Tone, I sampled a Kansas City beat. Well, it's from Fat Tone. He's a Kansas City artist.
Right.
He's pretty big out there. Rest in peace. But I sampled a Fat Tone song and made a beat out of it. I didn't even like the beat. I swear I didn't even like it. FL telling me, bro, the beat's hard as fuck.
Right, those are the ones like, you usually don't
he
like.
He said, that shit's hard.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, that shit is trash.
I'm like, whenever a producer says, I don't like this one, I'm like, hey, I'll take that
he
shit.
He said, bro, that shit is hard. Like, and I just forgot about the beat for a little minute, right? I didn't even ever finish it or nothing. And then Sharpshooter came in, and I was just playing beats, and I was like, oh, no, I remember that. I did some Fat Tone stuff, and I know his name is Sharpshooter Tone, so I was like, oh, no. Then I played it. He like, hold on, bro. He just start. He's like, I need this right here.
Right now, start, right now.
He started freestyling on it, like, just pick, and then see, from there.
FL.
That's when you know you got one. Yeah, when they start freestyling, right. They start right off the steering themselves on it. Bro, you know,
that's an automatic sale right there. You ain't fucking around.
It's crazy. Yeah. So, I be sometimes I can pick up if I hear something, and yeah, I might go back to
have
it.
Have you had a time where you lacked like inspiration? Like at all, like where you're just not feeling like inspired by anybody? Have you had that moment yet, at all, as an artist, where you didn't feel inspired by anything?
I feel like I already got that, like, to where it's like, all right. I mean, cause I already know what's up with everything. I feel like I don't know. I feel like I know what's really going on with everybody. So I'm like,
you're just really in touch.
Yeah, exactly. Right, yeah, so I'm in tune with everything.
In tune.
Yeah. I can see. I go off energy. I can read.
Yeah, exactly.
I can read good. So
yeah.
Right there. Same. If I feel the energy is good, I'm rocking.
You rolling with it.
Yeah. So
that's dope, bro. That's real dope.
It shows. I feel energy too, and I can just see it. That's like real.
So. Yo, I can see your fucking aura and shit.
Yeah,
yo,
bro. I can see
it's like
that.
Change your colors. <and shit>.
For sure. Yeah.
No, it's been cool, like learning your story.
Yeah,
like
sure.
It's a pretty amazing journey so far as an artist. So.
Yeah, man.
Right.
Yeah.
Young artist, young father.
Young father.
Out here killing it.
Had a daughter at 17.
Yeah.
I was 16 when I found out. She came 7 days after my birthday. So I turned 17. I was really working. I dropped out of school to get a job to really, like, you know what I'm saying. Since then I've been working, and I was going the working route, but I was doing the music outside of the work.
On the side.
So I was actually a manager at a t-shirt place. It's called Custom Tees in Kansas City. It's still up. Actually, hey, shout out to them. My boss, he was really like, hey, he was cool. I rocked with him. He showed a lot of love. But
now you're making it.
So I always wanted to do music, and I came out here, got a job. I'm like, I don't know. I was cool. It was paying, but I just didn't. I just knew it's like that's not for. I want to do music for me. I knew it wasn't really for me for real. Like, I know it's for me in music. So when I met FL and them and really got tapped in and really start going that way, I knew, all right, yep, this is what I need to do. Right. This is where I need to be at. I don't need to be nowhere.
If it feels right, if it feels good, then it's got to stay with it.
I felt the vibe.
Especially now you got a game plan.
Yeah,
you got somebody who,
exactly.
Nah, bro, that's chill.
I know, like I was saying earlier, dog, 12 to 12 the other night, but fucking after we left, y'all went fucking up north for another session till, yeah. 7 in the morning?
Two in the morning.
I went there, 7. I chilled there for like 2-3 hours, and you know, I'm out, bro. I got a shake. I went to the crib, passed out.
I know, because when I left, I was high as fuck.
Yeah, I was high as hell, too. We was smoking there again, too. Yeah. We was high as fuck. Some artist came out of town, I don't even know, but he was there. We was gassing. We was smoking a lot of weed. FL was rolling up too much.
Yeah, FL don't stop.
He goes down. Much. Yeah, you got to
usually it'd be me they rolling up Dutch or something, but he was rolling up. Oh, shit. He was rolling up crazy, though. I ain't going to lie.
I think we smoked like a half ounce, like 4 hours, sometimes you have to. Something like that.
Sometimes it happens like that.
It was for the weed y'all got, too. Yeah. And, you know, Amy's got some, too, so we was all like, yeah. You know what
yeah.
Hey, shout out
Amy's.
Shout out
Amy's,
yeah.
Man.
Shout out Be Good for sure. Shout out Be Good.
Yeah, that's what we hit the.
I love the weed. The horns. Y'all strains are really crazy. Like, we really particular on weed. So
you have a favorite strain, like overall or Be Good, whatever, you know what I mean, or just in general.
The favorite weed you ever smoked.
Favorite weed I've ever smoked.
Yeah, the best you've ever.
Like from y'all.
Nah, from period. Wherever.
Oh, period.
Whether it's here or wherever, from wherever.
Let me see. I ain't going to lie. Snaxland Jealousy. You remember that Jealousy?
One of my favorite.
Snaxland Jealousy. We smoked Snaxland Jealousy. And then another strain that's up there. I was telling you earlier, his wedding cake. I got wedding cake too. That shit is crazy. That had me slump. Like, I was like, damn, I wanted to smoke it like slowly. I accidentally rolled it in the wood, right, thinking it was a different jar. I grabbed the wrong jar. Then when I'm reading it to tell them what weed it is, because I was telling them about the wedding cake, I pull out the jar. I'm like, damn, I rolled the wedding cake. I was mad as hell. We were smoking it too. I'm like, yeah.
It was already lit.
Like, good shit. Yeah, I was trying to tell them right about here. The weed, but it was the one that we smoked.
That's when you rolled the skinny blood.
I was trying to be personal blood right there.
Yeah,
right.
It was personal. I was trying to save it. It was a good wood.
I was just going to show you guys.
I was trying to show them and pulled out. I pulled out the jar like, hold on, wait.
Oh, snap.
It's the one I just rolled.
Smoked too many blunts tonight.
Yeah.
Blunt 101.
Yeah, that strain is crazy.
It's only hour 4.
I ain't gonna lie.
It's gas.
And that Mac and Zaza.
Oh, yeah.
That's
what I was talking about, dog. Like, that shit would knock me the fuck out. Like, I couldn't smoke that shit before I had to do anything important.
Hey, that one right there.
Still eats pressure.
That shit.
Yeah, shout out Be Good again.
Levin West Hamden Boulevard. Where are they up north of us?
114th and Cherokee Street.
There you go. And they have specials.
Make sure. Across the highway from Boondocks.
Boondocks, Docks.
Don't forget.
Yeah, everything.
You got to do a Shane's Jewelry Company style commercial.
Yeah,
How you just gave the directions?
2 blocks left on 120th.
One block north.
Huron.
Yeah.
You gotta practice that shit, dog.
Gotta drop one of those.
That's your shit this week. You gotta practice that shit in the next podcast.
You got a friend in the week.
There you go. Exactly.
There it is, bro. That's fucking tight. That's hard.
See, we be smoking weed, but we be creative as a motherfucker over here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
See, we just be smoking weed and working.
Yeah, grinding that grind.
All day.
Creativity just weed, happens on accident. More weed,
exactly.
I wouldn't rather do like anything else.
Yeah, bro.
Right?
Nothing
El Natural.
Else.
There's no other way.
I love my
El Natural.
Yeah,
that's great. It's the vibe, bro. You know what I mean?
It's supposed to be going.
This hell yeah.
It's my happy place.
It's good to be a creative. It ain't always easy, but it's good.
Yeah, it's good. When it's great, man.
See, the weed be letting you know.
But when it's great.
It's no better. There's nothing better.
Nothing better, yeah.
I thought it was
for were you dapping? I thought you were about to dap. What was that? You're fucking Cam Newton real quick here, about to dap. Like, what's up? Man. You know the Broncos won that year, right? They won the Super Bowl and shit.
Did they?
Yeah, they killed them, man. Like, from the first play, dog.
Yeah,
like, I thought we were going to win, bro, but I didn't think, like, Von Miller was going to take over like that and become a fucking international superstar after that shit.
Franchise
his contract player. And everything. Like, first strip sack fucking touchdown. Like, he went off on fucking Cam Newton, who talked so much shit. Yeah. And he handled Brady the week before. Like, handled Brady. Back to back covers of Sports Illustrated Denver Broncos last Super Bowl. I don't know what years because I'm high as a motherfucker.
So if you didn't know what team Joe Von
Miller's
went
a man,
for.
Denver Broncos.
You know now.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a squad, bro. Peyton Manning, he held it for us, but that, you know, got him down.
I'm like, let me hold some of that money.
For
it's the
real.
Chiefs, though. I ain't gonna lie. I'm messing with the Chiefs.
I got you. I can
they
dig
let
that.
Me down last
Patrick
year.
Mahomes, all right,
man. We're gonna have to edit that shit.
What? You ain't no Chiefs.
Hell yeah, bro.
The part about the Chiefs.
Watch, we're gonna take it back again, though.
Yeah, I don't know what we're doing this year. We're gonna be in the. We're gonna see what's up, bro. But if I had to bet, I might bet. You know, I don't know.
Bro, I'm sorry. I just fucking hate the Chiefs. You know,
do you hate them more than the Raiders?
It's
or what?
Because you know. We're
hitting the nerve. What's up?
It's because, bro, these motherfuckers, bro, we're always like supposed to win. It's like always when we're supposed to win, beat the Chiefs. That these motherfuckers win, it's like, oh.
Yeah, you know the Chiefs.
I hated Mark Gonzalez so much, bro. Or what's his name?
Patrick Mahomes.
Nah, no. Gonzalez. I'm talking
back
to the day. Mark Gonzalez. I hated that motherfucker so much, bro. I hated, man, fuck. But I remember when Steve Atwater put down Okoye.
Ooh, yeah, that was classic,
bro. Anyways.
That's just Monday night.
I'm sorry. I hate your team.
Hey, man. Hey.
You're cool as fuck.
Hey, man. Sure, man.
But your team
but
fuck them.
Fuck it all, bro.
Hey, the Broncos cool.
They have a day.
Nah, you know, actually.
Bro, I mess with the Broncos. But
yeah.
The
nah, because you motherfuckers will always win. Bro, you guys will have, like, the worst team. The worst team. And we have the best team. And then you will win.
Right. That's usually how it works, bro.
We win the Super Bowl. And you motherfuckers still beat us that season. I'm like,
Twice.
And shit. I'm like, one time it was like 7 games in a row.
Like, damn.
I said, man, fuck these fools, bro.
I said, Chiefs. He said, Chiefs.
I was like, oh, yeah, your ass is from Kansas.
Whole nerve on me.
What's your baseball team, though? It's like,
I ain't going to lie. I don't have a baseball team.
Basketball team?
I don't have a baseball team. Our basketball team, let me see. I ain't going to lie. Milwaukee did that shit. Milwaukee, I'm going to have to give it to Milwaukee.
Bandwagon ass.
Nah. I'm not bandwagon.
Name two players now.
I'm sorry, I'm just hating on your team selection right now.
I love the Bucks.
I ain't
going
to lie to you, though.
Nah, they're tight, though.
Really
the Bucks
sports.
Yeah, I feel you.
I don't be watching sports.
I'm just playing. Yeah, I don't be watching no sports at all. I have no opinion.
I watch some.
I'm just from Denver, so I rep everything Denver.
Yeah, if it ain't Denver, I'm not kind of. I'm not fucking with it.
Here, though, you see what I'm saying?
I fuck with the Bucks for years.
I was somewhere else.
Nobody knew who Giannis Antetokounmpo was. None of that shit. I was telling motherfuckers about him. And here we are now.
Nah, I feel you. I educated myself on the NBA like really good for
bro,
a minute.
Playing him in 2K
him
with
and
him.
Luka and fucking all kinds of fools. You know what I'm saying?
It's a beast.
The Joker, all that shit. I fucking paid attention, but now I'm not like really in it no more. I got to jump back in. You know what I mean?
It was the pandemic, man. The pandemic fucked all
was.
That up.
No, actually, for that shit for me, it did pretty good. Like, I didn't have
really?
Any problems. Yeah.
I didn't watch barely any sports during the pandemic, man.
I hate the Suns now.
I never liked the Suns.
I fucking hate the Suns.
I used to like the Suns back in the
fuck
day,
the
dog.
Suns.
Like
it's
back
Kevin
in the day,
Johnson.
Day.
Fuck the Suns.
I used to like the Suns back in the day. It's
Charles Barkley era.
I hate them because that
Kevin
fucking
Johnson,
fan in the
Dan
stands
Marley.
Beat the fucking.
I hate
the Suns
in
4, bro. That's why I hate the Suns so bad now because the
Tom Chambers
used to Suns dunk four
fools from Colorado. Remember?
I know Tom Chambers. I remember Tom Chambers.
He's from Boulder.
I didn't know he was from Boston.
Like, he went
fuck
to like.
I hated Dan Marley though, bro. He was on NBA Jam back in the day. He was like,
he's
code,
on fire.
You know? Yeah, he was always on fire.
Always on fire.
I hated Dan Marley. Man.
All easy
like
and
Bo
shit.
Jackson, he's good Tecmo Bowl.
He was the best though.
You
was,
know what I'm saying?
He was the coldest person on the fucking game. Bo knows.
You can't lose with them.
Bo knows. Literally,
what
you
are
can't.
We talking about here?
We're talking about video games. Old school
NBA
video
Jam.
Games.
Old video games.
Tecmo Bowl and like. Oh,
you never slam dunk from the other side of the court?
You ever heard of
with
NBA Jam?
With flips?
Uh huh.
You like do 40 flips on fire and then
on
you
fire.
Light the whole rim on fire?
Yeah.
Breaking shit.
Glitter right. comes out
yeah.
and everything.
It was cool.
Yeah,
was
I wasn't a video game person, really.
That was the one.
I played
the
sports one. Instead of watch one. Sports.
Yeah.
You know?
We did both.
Yeah.
No, I did definitely. Did
oh
all that.
Shit!
Oh, that finally
oh.
came.
And he said, "Let there be light."
And let there
he
be
said
light.
It was gonna come on.
I told you. I told you.
He was like, "Let there be light."
is right.
When the Bing, sun, idea. And the moon, coordinate.
Sim was like, I played sports. Bing.
The light came on. Did you plan that shit, Sim, or what? What the fuck?
I was trying to dig at y'all, too, and it didn't even work.
It worked. The light came on and everything.
I know.
Yeah. Well, I played that fucking video game at my cousin's house. Don't let me fool you. I didn't have no video games. I did grow up across the street from a park, though. So that was like...
That was probably the best.
That was why I was any kind of athletic. I was supposed to not be in shape at all my whole life.
Breakdancing kept you in shape.
Yeah, right? But that was the beginning of me making sure I stayed athletic my whole life. You know what I mean? Growing up across the street from Dunham Park.
The park? Yeah. We used to play football on Sundays against Swansea.
Yeah.
And then we used to play baseball and basketball every day.
My family's deep. They're like 20 of us, you know. So we could play just with the family. Or if anybody else came, it was like, all right.
Yeah, if you want.
You got to take a couple of our people to fill the team. But it went down. We had like one quarterback and 20 wide receivers.
You're like the fucking B-Zags.
It was fucking insane. It was the worst football games ever. I remember.
And y'all were like the Mexican B-Zags and shit at 20
like,
deep.
Yeah. And then if it was a fight, it's like pick what's your age. We got the kid lined up for every age group.
Somebody for you.
Dang. Yeah. Yeah.
And then there was bets and shit. All the older cats would be hanging out at the park. Yeah.
Dang.
Dunham was wild back in the day, bro.
I know.
First drive-bys I ever seen were right there. Dunham was crazy-ass park. It's by the highway. It's by I-70, and it's like a hood-ass little neighborhood.
Okay.
So it's...
Park. Between like York Swansea. And like Colorado Boulevard, right off of I-70, basically. There's not a bridge there anymore. Yeah. Like there's been a bridge there my whole life,
and it's gone.
And now when you look, it's a whole different view, and there's no bridge, and it's like, fuck.
It's weird.
That's what it looks like.
Throws you off.
Yeah,
yeah, but
that's how I feel about Weldon Street, bro.
Yeah.
Oh. I was on the east side for most of my teenage years, and riding down Weldon Street at some point or another every day, and now. It's a whole different place. It's like unrecognizable.
Yeah, we don't even recognize where we grew up. It's sad. I mean, like, don't get me wrong. That bridge was terrible, bro. The highway running over our neighborhood like that was fucking terrible. All that shit was terrible. But the highway going through it now isn't any better. And there's still, like, fucking oil refinery right there just fucking up all the air quality anyways. Like, it's like a pretty fucked up little area, you know, and. I don't know. It's just where poor people live. You know what I'm saying? It's still the place where you could afford a house, but you don't really want one in Denver.
That's one thing I want to ask my dad, dog, is like, why did you guys buy a house here? Like, why here?
Like, that's where the work was at.
Just curious.
That's where the work was
at. Actually, you're right, because my dad, you know, it's funny, you know, right there on York and 40th, where now it's like the little park and whatever that shit, that's where he started working. For like the fucking government, like I want to say doing like files or some bullshit like that, you know what I mean? But I mean, we lived before like right over there by Dirty's before, like on Alaska Street, right kind of behind that shit we first started, and then we moved to Swansea when I was young, like
by
six,
Dirty's
seven.
He means Dandy Dance.
Dandy Dance. Got to get my homie Lorenzo go to the shake joint, you know what I mean? Oh, you know what? Fucking. Strip clubs, best place for music, bro. They be playing the bangers, bro. We about to take you, bro. We about to get young Nemec up in the building. Some shake joints, you know what I'm saying?
Fucking hate the show.
How old are you?
I'm 19.
19? Ooh, we're going to have to get you an ID. We're going to have to get you Elvis. You going to you can borrow your ID?
I do not like the strip club player.
You know what? It's been such a long time. Honestly, dog, it's been fucking almost like probably like 2 years. Like, you know.
Honestly, I just don't enjoy it. It's like, fake attention.
Yeah.
I don't know, bro. I just
getting
can't.
Getting you out your bag.
I can't dig it. And I ain't mad at the hustle.
Right.
I ain't mad at nobody spending money. I ain't mad at the girls. I ain't mad at the DJ, bartenders, nobody. But I just can't do it.
I think that's why we keep it hood and go to Dirty's, fool, because it's a little different there. Like, shotgun's for real. That shit's all blast. As soon as you get in, you're like, wow,
though,
yeah, that's just...
Dandy
Dance. Should be some paisas in there for that to blow your mind. Like, I didn't mean it like that. But
yeah, you mean it like that.
I'm talking about some chick, blonde hair, blue eyes, fucking sexy as fuck. You go to talk to her, she don't speak a lick of English, bro. And you're like, damn, homie. I wish I paid attention.
Come on, Tayama.
Yeah,
damn,
homie. Yeah, I know that. Joe
Thunder's all.
She started talking fast. I don't know what the fuck she said.
What
saying,
it do, Ale?
What? Pasó? Something like that, you know what I mean?
How much I live?
Oh, my God.
I don't know about all right, that. I will say one thing, though. There's prostitution on Facebook. Whoa, just saying that out of randomness. Damn. Somebody added me, and I added them, and before I know it, I had a little thing. I was like, hey,
sex work
hold
is
up.
Real, bro.
Hey, calm down. Shit. Slow your roll. You know what I mean?
It should be legal. Anyways.
We went on crazy rants, tangents and shit. That's what you get.
Be safer.
Be safer. Take the money out of the black market. Mm-hmm. Dangerous.
For real.
Whatever.
Yeah,
you know.
Sex work should definitely be legal.
I'm just saying. It's not your right.
No, I mean.
Nobody's right to say what the fuck you
There's
can do with yourself.
There's people behind that, though. This is true. Might change.
What you can do with yourself. Nobody should say what you can do with
what
yourself.
What you can do with Facts. Yourself. Exactly.
For sure.
So,
anyways, yeah.
How's that moment of silence right there?
You know fuck,
I mean? That's for the homies right there. You know what I mean? They here locked up. You know,
so you know you just had a high ass conversation, and now we're trying to get back to fucking RIP. Normal.
You so, free all the homies.
Man, what's coming? What's coming up, man? Yeah, what's next? What are we? What could we expect from you?
I got a music video coming soon, and then right after that, I'm gonna have some singles coming, and then. Probably another video. You know, I'm dropping my videos. Own videos. Yep, that's what I'm going for. Videos.
Yeah. A video with every song you put
out.
As
an artist, you see what I'm saying?
And you make the videos?
I need a camera. You know what I'm saying? That's what I need. That's what I've been waiting on, finding the right person to actually. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
either the right
person. I
don't
just want to just shoot with anybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, nobody's really just showed me. Oh, no, I haven't found the right person.
You
just
got to find it. Yeah, you got to. It has to happen.
Yeah. A lot of people know it is a few people out here that's cold though.
Nah, yeah.
It's just timing me, feel me out. Yeah. Now I'm ready to shoot videos now. I wasn't ready before, but now
right.
You know,
let's make it happen, man.
It's that time now. I gotta start taking it serious. Yep. Yeah. Everybody telling me all the artists is like, nigga, what the fuck? I hear my music like, nigga, what the fuck?
You get on that.
Yeah, there. You see what I'm saying? So
it's now, coming. Yeah. Push is coming.
That's
it's
why,
coming.
Yeah, let's see it.
For sure.
That's what I was gonna say.
We're ready out here.
You gotta find the right person or the right come up. You know, you come up on a dope ass camera. Fuck, we filming our own video right now.
Yeah. I'm gonna see what's up with bro. Right here.
You know, it's the homie
Shout
Juan,
out Juan.
You know, newest member to the fucking Smoke with Joe Thunder podcast team.
Shout out Juan.
You know what I'm saying?
Making moves.
Yeah, bro.
Shout out, bro. Yeah, look cool. I fuck with him. I'm gonna tap in on.
That's the way. That's what we do here, bro. See if we can make that connection right there. That's a beautiful fucking thing because my homie's doing this thing. You're doing
my first video.
Exactly. Y'all get together. Fucking. It's a beautiful thing, bro.
Crazy.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
You gotta fucking love that shit.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, I'm with it.
Hell yeah. You got any kind of shout outs? Any last thoughts, man? Anything like that?
For sure. Shout out FL.
Yeah.
I'm gonna lie. Shout out
Big Dog.
Bro.
Yep.
Shout out.
What's love?
Shout
man.
Out the Bros, Baby D. Shout out Ghost. Mm-hmm. Shout out Steve-O, Quan. Shout out. I got a lot of motherfuckers. Shout out. Shout out my nigga Tyrell. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
if I forgot you, my bad.
Yeah,
I'm high.
Yeah, no cap, I'm high the motherfucker. If I forgot,
you probably smoked another 3/8 woods.
Shout out my dudes, my little brothers. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, yep.
Yep, that's it. Yeah, I don't know. I probably did forget a lot of motherfuckers. Hey, fuck.
We get you next time because it ain't his first time, man. He's going to be back. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Crazy.
Yeah, this is just the beginning.
Yeah, bro.
Like you see, we did
we're
a podcast,
back.
Had
coming
a crazy
back.
Conversation, yeah. Keep you entertained, man.
Stay tuned.
It ain't always about the interview. It's always about just chilling, smoking,
just chilling,
see what the fuck's going on, right?
Nice hell.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we got on some wild shit. Like
wow.
crazy shit.
Thank you
for
staying tuned. If you're still listening, shout out you.
I know, yeah. One more time. Burr, to you. We're out of here once fucking again. Your boy Joe Thunder, Elvis Freshly, DJ Sin, Young Nemic FL. We out one.
Shout out Be Good. Shout out everybody, man.
Check them out.
Tapping in.
Check us out everywhere. Taking.
Peace.
Too long legs. Peace.